Before that, and before your calls, I just want to address this rather tawdry issue of what aired on the ABC's Four Corners program last night. Now, it concerned allegations of sexual misconduct against two federal coalition ministers, one being the federal Attorney General, Christian Porter, the other being the Minister for Population, Cities and Urban Infrastructure, Alan Tudge. Now, I've interviewed both gentlemen at times over the years, usually just about the normal sort of boring ministerial things that they do. But Christian Porter in particular is being presented as this sort of woman-hating misogynist going right back to his university days when he used to proposition women after getting drunk on pub crawls. Now, I've got to tell you, if you hauled over the coals every young man who at university got drunk on a pub crawl and then propositioned a woman, I can tell you what, there wouldn't be many people in public life at all. And Alan Tudge, 3 years ago, it seems he had an affair with one of his staffers. Now, it was consensual. Both parties have admitted that. Both Alan Tudge and the staffer were married at the time, but they're now divorced. Look, it's not good that federal cabinet ministers do these sorts of things. By the way, Christian Porter's also accused of having an affair, but he denies it and says that the person with whom he was supposed to have had the affair denies it as well. But the point is this. Australian politics tends to reflect Australian lives. I can say without shadow of a doubt in our federal parliament and our state parliaments, there are adulterers, there are alcoholics, there are probably the odd drug addicts. There are people who have done all sorts of things in their lives that they probably shouldn't have done. And if it came to public knowledge, it would embarrass them. And I can tell you, my wife worked in Canberra in the 1990s, and she says that the number of politicians that were having affairs with various people, well, it would be quicker to count those who weren't doing it than those who were. It was rife. Now, that was back in the 1990s. I very much doubt that anything has changed. You know, Canberra's an odd sort of a place. The politicians go there for 26 weeks a year. They're separated from their families. I'm not trying to excuse bad behaviour. I don't like seeing families broken up. I don't think it's good that people have affairs. But it happens in Australian life. And to expect that our politicians are any different from the ordinary run-of-the-mill Australian, I think, is, well, perhaps hoping for too much. As to going back into Christian Porter's past when he was a university student and then an academic in his early 20s and trying to get angry about what he did and said back then, that is ludicrous. We have all done and said stupid things in our late teens and early 20s. We probably regret them later on in life, but hey, we were young and stupid. So what do you care? I mean, you've got to assess politicians on what they actually do. Yes, if they have an affair, it's not good for family life, and it's not good if they campaign on morals and family values, but it's also not illegal. There are issues, of course, when one has a relationship with someone else in the workplace. You know, if they are your junior and you are in a position of power over them, that's generally frowned upon, but again, not illegal.